Doctor relit his cigar, picked up the magnifying glass, and studied the triangular 1874 Cape of Good Hope.
"I did warn you there were two," said the dealer. "So yours is not unique."
"How much?"
10,000 francs.
The collector wrote out a check before taking a puff on his cigar, but it was no longer alight. He picked up a match, struck it, and set light to the stamp. The dealer stared in disbelief as the stamp went up in smoke. The collector smiled.
"You were wrong, my friend," he said. "Mine is unique."
Who killed the mayor? Cortolia is a delightfully picturesque town in the heart of Campania. It rests high on a hill, with commanding views towards Monte Tarbuno to the east and Vesuvius to the south. It is described in Fodor's Italy quite simply as heaven on earth. The population of the town is 1,472 and hasn't varied greatly for over a century. The town's income is derived from three main sources: wine, olives, and truffles. The Cortolia white, aromatic with a vibrant acidity, is one of the most sought-after wines on earth, and, because its production is limited, is sold out long before it's bottled. And as for the olive oil, the only reason you never see a bottle on the shelves of your local supermarket is because many of the leading Michelin-starred restaurants won't consider allowing any other brand on their premises. The bonus, which allows the locals to enjoy a standard of living envied by their neighbours, is their truffles. Restaurateurs travel from all corners of the globe in search of the Cortolia truffle, which is then only offered to their most discerning customers. It is true that some people have been known to leave Cortolia and seek their fortunes further afield, but the more sensible among them return fairly quickly. But then life expectancy in the medieval hill town is 86 years for men and 91 for women, 8 years above the national average. In the centre of the main square is a statue of Garibaldi, now more famous for biscuits than battles, and the town boasts only a dozen shops, two restaurants, and a wine bar. The council wouldn't sanction any more for fear it might attract tourists. There is no train service, and a bus appears in the town once a week for those foolish enough to wish to travel to Naples. A few of the residents own cars, but have little use for them. The town is run by the Consiglio Comunale, made up of six elders. The most junior member, whose lineage only goes back three generations, is not considered by all to be a local. The owner of the winery, Lorenzo Pellegrino, chairman ex officio, Paolo Carafini, the manager of the olive oil company, and Pietro de Rosa, the truffle master, are all automatically members of the council, while the three remaining places come up for election every 5 years. As no one has stood against the schoolmaster, the pharmacist, or the grocer for the past 15 years, the voters have almost forgotten how to conduct an election. The Polizia Locale had consisted of a single officer, Luca Gentile, whose authority derives from the city of Naples, and Luca tries not to disturb them unnecessarily. This story concerns the one occasion when it was necessary. No one could be certain where Dino Lombardi had come from, but like a black cloud he appeared overnight and was clearly more interested in thunderstorms than showers. Lombardi must have been around 6'4", with the build of a heavyweight boxer who didn't expect his bouts to last for more than a couple of rounds. He began his reign of terror with the weaker inhabitants of the town, the shopkeepers, the local tradesmen, and the two restaurateurs, whom he persuaded needed protection, even if they couldn't be sure from whom, as there hadn't been a serious crime in Cortolia in living memory. Even the Germans hadn't bothered to climb that particular hill. To be fair, the policeman had retired the year before, at the age of 65, and the council hadn't got round to replacing him. But the real problem arose when the mayor, Mario Pellegrino, died at the age of 102, and an election had to be held to replace him.